Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, so we pray and reflect about our topic this week. And this week we've been looking at growing as one church as Redeem the Commute shifts to become Redeemer Church. We've been looking at the different dimensions of becoming a church, and one is that we grow as a community of a fellowship where we are actually building relationships with one another, not just learning and worshiping and serving and things like that. And so we've talked a lot about being a church family, a church community this week, and now is an opportunity for us to pray. And if you've been doing all these Fridays alone, I'd encourage you to share it with somebody else. I suggest things you can pray for, but you're welcome to use your own structure as well. This is really a day for you to be praying with others who are learning to follow Jesus as well. Using words I give you, using your own words, using words from another source. Whatever you're doing, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know if you are worshiping and praying together as a small group. But we're going to take some time to pray now. I encourage you to take a moment to just focus your thoughts on God, and then I'll make some suggestions on things you can talk to God about, either in your thoughts, quietly, or out loud if you have the opportunity. But let's take a moment now. Well, let's start by addressing our prayer to the God who is community. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, as a community, their love overflowed to create the world and us, because God wanted to extend that community. And that's what we're made for. We are made for community. And so let's address our prayer to the God of community. Now let's confess that we haven't always built strong communities, that we are sometimes selfish, or others in this world are as well, that we don't always reach out to others and allow them to reach out to us. We've not always been the kind of community God created us to be, either as a human race or even as churches. Church communities have been broken, have hurt people. A reflection of our human sin. Doesn't make it any better though, so we still need to confess that. Now let's give thanks. God still wants to gather us in community together, not just with one another, but with Him. God still wants us to be part of His family, and He was willing to send His Son to this earth to find us when we couldn't get back to Him on our own. And so let's give thanks for that, because that's the greatest news ever. Finally, in supplication, we ask God for something. And in this case, let's ask God to help us become a community that's learning to follow Him together. It's not something we can do under our own power, so let's ask God's Holy Spirit to help us come together as a community, even though we're diverse people, we're scattered as we go about these busy lives. Ask for God's help to bring us together, to gather us, and that our care and concern for one another would overflow out into the world, and we'd be a community known for its generosity and known for its care and concern. Maybe you could ask God specifically to help you find a group, that God would show you people in your life that you could be inviting to join you in doing our daily challenges or one of our courses. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks a lot for joining us this week. We've been looking at community, so next week we're going to look at one of the things our community does, which is worship. It's what we've been doing today, praying. And so we're going to look at that topic next week. In the meantime, though, I want to remind you we have our daily Bible readings as we try to read the Bible in sync as one community. Check out our mobile app or website to see what today's reading is. It's the weekend, so Saturday's a day for rest, Sunday's a day for community. Exactly what we've been talking about. I'll see you on Monday when we take up our new topic, but in the meantime, have a great weekend. Bye for now.